Hello there. We're Vince and Elliot McNally.
Yes, the great-great-grandsons of map-making mogul Rand McNally.
And we'll be your hosts and tour guides on a trip across America, one small town at a time.
In the spirit of our great-great-grandfather, we're traveling the country writing the family's first almanac in over 50 years. Towns and Country, the McNally Brothers' comprehensive guide to small-town America.
Each week we'll be in a new town, and after getting to know the place and the people, we'll tell you, the listener, all there is to know.
In a show we call These Parts, a podcast putting towns on the map.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of These Parts. I'm Vince McNally, and joining me this week...
Happy 2017, Vince.
Happy 2017 to you, my brother.
Sorry, I couldn't contain myself. I wanted to get through the intros, but it's a new year. It's the same show, but it's a new year, and I was very excited about that.
Oh, it's extremely exciting. I love the little wind-up trumpeter that you have, that you spun the wind on him, and he played quite a tune.
If you'll notice, it looks just like our great-great-grandfather, Rand McNally.
It does, and it looks like that's the trumpet they played at Custer's Last Stand.
Yes. The reason I'm so excited about this year, Vince, is... If you'll recall, you know, listeners, we've been off for a couple weeks. We've been with family. We've been reunited with some of our more distant relatives. But Vince, if you'll remember when we were kids, we always got for Christmas the limited edition Christmas edition of the Rand McNally U.S. wall map, which would then a week later become obsolete when we got the new year version of the map.
The Christmas version had fun sort of Easter eggs. To use the wrong holidays saying, like the North Pole. There was like five North Poles, and every continent had a North Pole. It was really fun, and then you had like a little candy cane igloo that Santa would live in.
Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of like Elf Town or Rudolphville, that type of thing. Rudolphville, Mississippi was very upset about this map, and so they had to discontinue it. But the New Year version of the map was always great because... He got to revise maybe a typo or maybe a new town was established. So we'd look at the new map and ogle over all the new different things and all the new wingdings that were part of it. He did use wingdings font for a lot of it.
I still remember that fateful day where they had to cut the entire Western Hemisphere from the 1984 version because the Wingdings font was just too large of a size to fit most of the places on the world.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Well, Elliot, speaking of things that are near and dear to us, the town we're in is strangely appropriate to you and I and our own personal journey, is it not?
That's true. Listeners, I'm sure you know that Vince and I are traveling the country writing our almanac, Towns and Country, the McNally Brothers' Comprehensive Guide to Small Town America. And the way we get around, our means of conveyance, is an all-terrain sport utility vehicle we call an RV.
That's right. This little bag of bones has been on the road with us now for a couple years, and it survived being... dropped from a plane, floated down a river.
Yeah, we caulked the RV. We had the opportunity to ask an Indian guide for help, but we decided to float the RV. It made it, and it's still a little waterlogged. We're working out the kinks, but it's kind of a part of us, and it's a part of this journey. And RVs are very much a part of the town that we are in today, and it's a town, Vince, I think we should put on the map.
Great idea, Elliot.
So listeners at home, take out your comprehensive 2017 versions of the Rand McNally U.S. wall map and your commemorative pushpins. Get ready to stick a pin in Quinley, Nevada. Quinley, Nevada, as we've alluded to, is an RV park. The entire town is constituted of RVs and the people that live in them.
Absolutely. What started as a simple place for a few travelers to camp around a watering hole has sprawled out to... Nevada's seventh largest city. The RV spread for miles in every direction, and we're thrilled to be one of the many four-wheeled homes of the road this week.
And listeners, whereas you may be putting the pin in the map yourself, we have a couple of guests here to do it for us. We have a husband and wife, team of business partners in Quinley, Nevada. Would you guys introduce yourselves?
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Quinn.
My name is Kim Ye RV.
Your last name is RV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both our last names were married.
Is it like A-R-V-E-Y or...
Wow, what a question.
It's just the letters R and V. So this is, you know,
They don't stand for nothing.
Interesting. That's a coincidence, though. It's pretty funny.
Oh, I never really thought about it that way.
What is it a coincidence of that you're saying?
I think you're thinking of irony.
Well, the town is an RV park, is it not?
I think that's ironic.
Oh.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
Yeah, that's just ironic.
Like that Alanis Morissette song.
Have you heard that Alanis Morissette song?
We love that song.
Have you heard that song by Genesis, Land of Confusion?
Oh, so good. I love the entire Genesis catalog, actually.
Name a song, I've heard it at least two times.
You know, it's strange. I did hear what I would say is an uncommon amount of Genesis being played on the boom boxes outside of most of these RVs. We can get to that in a minute.
Yeah, would you guys do the honors of taking a commemorative pushpin and sticking it in Quinley, Nevada?
Oh, geez, yeah. Just pick anyone?
Yeah, anyone you want.
I don't want to prick my finger.
Right.
We've got one that looks like Genesis's greatest hits, if you're interested in that.
Oh, that is my favorite album of theirs. So, yeah, no, I'll pick that. I'll do that one. Okay.
Oh, that's nice. That looks great.
All right, and now it's my turn to push a pin in there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we can do a double up on pins. What do you say, Vince? It's a new year.
Sure. The best I can offer you is a best of Europe.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The best of, like, the countries of Europe?
No, the 80s hair band Europe.
Well, I'd prefer the best of the countries of Europe. That's my favorite collection.
Honey, do you just want to share my pin?
I'll just take your pin out and put it back in here.
That sounds right, yeah.
That works. That works just great. So we've got it. The map is a little torn and mangled there in central Nevada, but, you know, it's okay.
I think it gives it character.
Well said, and may I be the first, or perhaps the second, to thank you guys for taking the time to be on the show. I know not only are you busy people, but you're business owners. What is it specifically that you do here in Quinley?
Well, I guess you could say that I'm the unofficial mayor of this RV park.
He likes to think that, yeah.
The unofficial one. So were you voted in, or did you proclaim yourself this?
Yeah, I just kind of tell everyone I meet that I'm the mayor of the RV park, and I think people just accept it.
Yeah, he gives them a cigarette and a cup of old coffee. And he says, "Welcome to Quinley. I'm the mayor around these parts." And they take their goodies and they say, "Well, if it's true, it's true."
Oswald Wilson is the official mayor of the town. How does he feel about this?
Ozzy. Yeah. Look, if he feels anything, I'd be surprised in that old wretched body of his.
He don't have a heart to his name. He don't.
His feet don't work good. He has four wheels instead of feet and hands, he has wheels. He thinks he's his own little RV human.
He's an RV.
He's an RV.
He should be an RV, but I'd never marry that man. No.
Right. And nor would I elect a vehicle a mayor of a city. So
no,
I have a lot of issues with Ozzy.
We were fortunate enough to meet the mayor. He doesn't exactly fit the description that you are giving us, but I... You know, you guys... I'm not here to tell you a description of a living human who is only 42 years old and has two legs is wrong or not wrong.
Wretched, yeah. Wretched body.
All right. Did you check under the hood? Because that's where it's at.
What I will say, though, is as unofficial mayor and handing out all of these cigarettes, it must be a pretty serious duty that you've undertaken. What inspired you to take up the charge?
You know, there's a lot of disorder in this world right now. Mm. Okay. A lot of people fighting. Left side, right side, upside, downside. And I thought that I needed to represent those who don't have a side because everyone's got a side. And I'm just like, well, what about circles?
Such a good point.
What about circles?
Circles don't have sides. They don't have sides.
I've never heard you say it that way before, right. Honey, but it's actually well said.
That explains the town motto. What about circles?
What about it?
And when you think about circles are the shape of the wheels of an RV, and that's what supports all the homes in the community.
Thank you.
I do have to be honest. The town model actually is not that. I just paint that over the sign every day, and then they change it. No one else would say that that's the town model. The real town model motto is, this is where you can park your RV. It's a town.
Yeah.
But I think that what about circles is just a lot better because it poses a question.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got people thinking before they even entered your town. And now you got a collective of philosophers hanging out.
We like to think of ourselves as a salon, really, of RVs. Like a modern day salon.
Do you work in this salon, Quinn? What do you do?
Oh, yeah. It's funny you should say that. So obviously we are the proprietors, but I also myself am a cosmetologist. So in such a way that it is a salon of thinkers, it's also a salon of beauty. And I'm a professional cosmetologist. Yes, thank you for asking.
Of course. Am I mistaken in saying your husband here is wearing some of your handiwork?
Oh, it's so, yeah.
He's got a brilliant rouge and matching eyeshadow.
Uh-huh. It's glitter. I don't know if you can tell. It's very glittery.
I definitely can. It's mm-hmm. a pretty thick coat.
Uh-huh.
And I love what you've done with the French manicure on his fingernails, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it's also glitter. I don't know if you could tell. You might need to get closer. It's glittery.
I've seen her try to use anything other than glitter, and it's not a pretty sight.
I don't know how, boys. I don't know how.
She goes into a small fit of rage,
uh-huh.
and many an RV has been torn apart.
Oh, demolished.
Yep, sent to Hades of RVs.
That's what we call our elephant graveyard of busted down RVs, is Hades.
Where I sorry to keep going back to this, but yeah. Damn it, if I can't send Ozzy to that graveyard.
I would love to see Ozzy just like melting.
Just rolling around on his four wheels, melting with all the other RVs. Oh, boy.
God, riding off into the sunset.
I just want to remind you that this is a radio program, so I don't know if you want to be threatening to send someone to a graveyard.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, I developed an app that sends him a threat every morning.
Yeah, Kim Ye is a developer as well as the proprietor of this RV park.
Yeah, I got a lot of ideas. None of them have really taken off yet. So technically, I am unemployed.
Mm. Well, no, because, honey, we talk about this every tax season. We own the park. That is our main source of income.
Right, but like, it's not really like... My heart doesn't own it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So your app is kind of like the Yo of death threats.
Oh, honey, that's such a good tagline.
Like the what?
The Yo. Do you ever use Yo?
I don't have a phone.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. Kimmy doesn't own a phone. We both share a phone. It's a jitterbug.
So you can call your mommy, your daddy, and then 911 on that, I believe.
And Ozzy.
Yeah, and Ozzy. Yeah, we can call Ozzy. We have him on speed dial.
Yep.
I don't know if you're familiar, Elliot, but the jitterbug has up to 9 speed dial options. Mm-hmm. So I believe your sarcasm is misplaced, sir.
Oh, we don't understand sarcasm.
Elliot, I think this is as good a time as any to segue into our first segment of the show.
I think so too, Vince. We've talked a lot about what you guys do. We want to hear about what other people in the town do in a segment we call Giving Them the Business.
So, listeners, as my brother alluded to, this is the chance that we take when we do the segment to give a shout-out to the entrepreneurial spirit of the small towns we visit. That's really what makes Small Town America great, and I think it's what makes Quinley great. We've run into some really great businesses, but I'd be interested to hear what the RV family... no affiliation, has to say about the other businesses here in Quinley.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff around here. You want to just highlight one of them?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah, please.
Well, there's Brangelina. She owns a food.
Yeah, she owns a food. Yeah, she every day she makes a new meal, just one. She puts it out on this pedestal. And first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm. And it is a battle. Every morning, people bring their brass knuckles,
mm-hmm.
their maces.
Yeah.
We've seen a few nunchucks.
Just a few.
Yep. And they battle royale for that one meal. Mm-hmm. And boy, is it good. It is worth the bloodshed.
I'm sorry to interject, but... are you sure that she's not just cooking a meal and leaving it to cool on her windowsill?
Oh, I never thought about that.
Because
she is famished all the time. Poor Brangelina, she is starving.
You know, we figured it was something we probably shouldn't, like, you know, bring up. We want to be sensitive
about.
But
she never stopped us, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I figure if that's the issue, then she would just bring it up at one of our meetings, you know?
Yeah. I mean, she is screaming from her... RV porch during the entire thing, but it's hard to hear over the screams of the deaths.
And I always thought they were screams of delight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't really tell with her face. She is very famished. It's hard to see any expressions.
Gaunt. She's such a gaunt woman.
She's mostly a skeleton, yeah. Which if you've ever seen a skeleton, I don't know if you guys have, but yeah. They don't really have any expressions. They all kind of look the same.
Which is like shocked, really.
Yeah.
They all look shocked.
Yeah, just kind
of
shocked.
That's what I would call a loose interpretation of a business stealing food from an emaciated woman's patio. are there any more traditional sort of exchange currency for goods and services type businesses here in Quinley?
Is it Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes, there's Arby's. 13. There's 13 Dunkin' Donuts RVs.
So this is a normal Dunkin' Donuts?
But it's in an RV.
A normal Dunkin' Donuts, but it's an RV. Interesting.
We have a law here in Quinley where if you come here with your RV and your name is Dunkin', you've got to open a Dunkin' Donuts in your RV.
And you can't leave for at least 5 years. So right now we happen to have 13 Dunkins. And it could be any variation of the spelling, who happen to live in the park. So they, you know, within the last 5 years, so they all own Dunkin' Donuts.
That certainly explains the saturation of franchises here.
So if you're not trying to steal a meal from Brangelina, then you have Dunkin' Donuts to sustain yourself on.
It's literally the only other option.
Yeah, that's all. Unless, you know, we make we're a crock pot. Town, so we make a mean slow cook.
Right. If you want to go out, you got to go to Brangelina or Dunkin' Donuts. If you want to stay in, get that crock pot out.
So, what are your favorite crock pot recipes? This is a chance we don't usually get on the show.
Well, we got anything with pine. Just throw those pine needles in there, and that'll give a nice flavor to gosh darn anything. Mm-hmm. Just throw it in there. And then that's what you're going to be tasting for the next week, really.
Personally, my favorite, I go and I get a baker's dozen from Dunkin'.
Uh-huh.
I buy a small coffee. And I just pour all that into the crock.
In case they don't know what a baker's dozen of what?
Oh, a baker's dozen of donuts.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure they knew. I didn't know.
We assume, clarity is best.
Okay, yeah, so it's a baker's dozen of donuts. Mm-hmm. Throw them into the crock pot.
Right.
I dump my coffee right on top, and then I just let that sit for like 5 hours.
That'll give it a nice thickness, too, like a real good consistency.
Yeah, it creates like a roux. It like almost breaks down the donuts to their basic form, what they were once before.
Mm-hmm. It bubble, toil and trouble. And then you got a nice little, like, just a nice little...
Roux.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good.
It's real good.
It's good.
Well, you know, deconstructivist cuisine is very avant-garde and hot right now, so that's very interesting to see that you guys are doing that.
Brangelina has gotten into that, too. That one meal I won, it was it was a pate. Brangelina's a fantastic chef.
She's really good.
And it was just drizzled, and the presentation was beautiful.
Yeah, she really plates up. Like, that's why I think that she's doing it on purpose.
Right.
Because, like, she's really presenting it. You don't plate a dish for yourself.
I actually believe I saw a picture of that meal in the Quinley Gazetteer, your sort of local food and music scene publication. I think the raspberry drizzle on that plate read, "Please, God, don't take this from me. I'm starving."
You know, I ate it too fast, so I didn't get to read it. Mm-hmm. Also, I haven't read it. How long?
Let's see. It was 18. No.
18 years ago. Yeah.
18 years
ago. No, you're right. You're right the first time, Kim Ye. I haven't read in 18 years. I can read. I just haven't. So you know how. It's not like riding a bicycle.
It's hard to get around to.
Yeah. No. Like, there's no signs here with words, really.
Besides the one that has, you know, the motto of the town.
And the unofficial motto. So I can read that, and I have read that. So I guess I have read.
So you just recognize the Dunkin' Donuts logo as opposed to reading it everywhere.
Yeah, it's just orange and purple.
So it is. Well, I'm glad that it's been revealed that you actually have read at least sparingly within the last 18 years, because it would have made for a very awkward next segment, which I think we should spring into now.
That's very true, Vince. It's a segment we call Wouldn't You Like to Know?
So, listeners, this is your weekly opportunity to write in with your questions, queries, and inquisitions that are specific to our town and the guests. that we have on the show. We have time to read three each and every week, and this week is no exception. Elliot, I think you're the first one up.
I am. This first one is from Carlson in Wigby, Alabama.
Carson in Wigby. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
Neither can I. He says, guys, huge fan of the show. Huge fan of the new year. Glad you guys are still around and in Quinley, Nevada, of all places. Seems like he's a fan of Quinley, you guys.
Cool.
He says, the reason I love Quinley so much is because I'm a bit of a cinephile. And then he has a little winky face.
And he's drawn this out, too. He's drawn a fairly elaborate and detailed human face winking.
It's actually, if you guys didn't realize, this is a flip book. So I'm flipping through it to see the face wink before he goes on to the next sentence.
That's disturbing.
he says, I'm a huge cinephile, winky face, flip book. And my favorite film of all time takes place in Quinley, Nevada. That would be none other than the 1970s thriller Deliverance.
Was that here?
No. Nope. I don't think that was here at all.
Are you sure?
We do have the Deliverance RV.
We do. We have an entire Deliverance-themed RV. And they're just playing that.
Yep. You walk in the front door, and it's the first scene of Deliverance. And once you exit through the back door, you've walked through every scene of the film. It's very elaborate, very beautiful.
And point of order, just to make sure that I've got this clear, guys.
Yes.
The version of the dueling banjos they are playing is the Genesis cover of that banjo
piece. Of course, yeah. Naturally. I mean...
Yeah. It's just Phil Collins' voice doing it.
Yes, of course.
So this is kind of like a living shrine museum to the film.
Yeah, no, and Phil Collins wrote a song for the movie Deliverance.
Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. It's one of our favorite songs. We listen to that all the time.
I think it is my favorite song of all time. In fact, it played at our wedding.
It's like, Suey, down in the south.
Yes.
Suey. We're taking our mouths. You got a pretty little mouth.
That's my favorite line because Kimye would always say that to me. That was his vows to me, is that I have a little pretty mouth.
That's creepy.
That's evocative.
I thought it was sweet.
Look at her mouth. Tell me it's not pretty and also small.
One of the Duncans told me that I have the same mouth as Meg Ryan, the actress.
Meg Ryan's mouth is actually a donut hole. So
yeah, uh-huh. and as have I, sir.
Wow. Well, I guess I understand how Carson would have that mixed up. It is quite a treasure to be able to visit a shrine to such a wonderful movie. I think we have two more questions to get to. Kimye, do you have the second one in front of you?
Yep, right here.
He's real good at reading.
Yeah, it's painted on a wood board. Mm-hmm. It says here that this is from Milashton Manson. Here we go. Dear these parts, you are a good show, period. I am excited to write, period. What is... the town. What is the town you're in? ? Love, Meal Ashton. Okay, basic question. Yeah, I guess
super straightforward.
This is like boilerplate stuff right here.
So, Meal Ashton, we are in Quinley, Nevada, where the town motto is "We're an RV park and a town," and the unofficial town motto is what about circles. I hope that answered your question, Meal Ashton.
I do want to point out that maybe what spawned this question is that there is a feud with the neighboring town of Jerry, Nevada. They seem to think that Quinley is just an RV park within their town, whereas you guys are adamant that Quinley is its own town.
Did Ozzy put you up to brand this up?
Oh no, I was just curious. I just That's consulting just like our Rand McNally map. You can see the circumference of Jerry, Nevada is surrounding Quinley, and I wanted to get your guys' take on that.
I didn't realize that you were susceptible to lies and deceit.
That is the number one conspiracy.
In the world.
And in Nevada.
As far as I know. Listen, okay, so we're just an RV park. No, we're an actual city. Okay, where are they? Just like a building park? I don't go around telling them that they don't exist. They shouldn't tell us that we don't exist. We're autonomous.
Jerry is gaslighting us.
Jerry's gaslighting us, saying we don't exist, and that's messed up.
It's messed up.
It's messed up.
Well, we certainly didn't mean to strike a chord or step on any toes.
I get incensed when people bring up Jerry.
I can see that. Your glitter is starting to foam about your mouth.
Yeah, it does that.
Your glitter lipstick has started to sort of bubble up.
It does that when I'm mad.
Actually, if you guys are staying, we're coming up on, if you guys stay till the end of the month, every month we build a new Jerry Nevada RV and then burn it to the ground.
It's an effigy.
It's a replica of the city of them, and we burn it to the fucking ground.
It's an effigy. It's
an effigy.
Does this take place in the RV elephant graveyard?
We wouldn't taint the elephant graveyard. No. We'd have its own exhibit.
No, we put it outside the outskirts of the city.
Uh-huh.
In this kind of just like, you know, the tar pits of La Brea?
Yeah, the tar pits.
We got one of them. And we set that motherfucker aflame.
And sorry, Kimmy gets very upset as well. Your glitter eyeshadow is falling off, sweetie.
It's good.
I didn't realize your eyebrows are actually painted on with glitter, too.
Open your goddamn eyes, Elliot. Sorry, I'm so mad right now.
Well, you know, maybe we should switch gears and get to our final letter of the segment then. And Quinn, if you'd do the honors of ending your 18-year reading fast and reading this final letter.
Ooh, all right, this is a bit nerve-wracking. All right.
You got this, honey.
Thank you, sweetie. Okay, so it says, dear these parts, how often does it snow in Quinley? If ever? ? Love, Nevaeh. Age 23.
It's uncommon for those that are in adulthood to age their letters. I mean, matter of preference.
I mean, I don't write the letters because I haven't read in 18 years, but then right at the end I just put my name and age.
People need to know. It's good context.
You never know.
To answer the question, it actually has not snowed in a long time, and that's mainly because we burn that RV every month. It's created a smog kind of over the city that creates its own greenhouse effect.
We have our own ozone layer.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to combat it with all my hairspray. But for some reason, that just ain't doing the trick.
I'm no scientist, but I might interject to say I think both of your actions are destroying ozone. I don't think either of them are actually making ozone.
Well, you prefaced the question with I'm no scientist, so immediately I'm going to discount all of that.
Yeah, Vince, we've never taken a science class in our lives.
No, so you guys are probably right.
I think we know what's going on in Quinley.
Yeah.
I think it's probably balancing it out.
Yeah, I think we know what's going on in our own town, okay?
I think we know what's going on.
I mean, there is a solid beam of sunlight that is torching a path through the town at all times, but
that's
besides that,
how we get through the town.
And that's how Brangelina cooks her meal, too, with that one beam of sunlight.
Yeah, I'll wait for it to reach her, but once it does, oh man, magic happens.
Mm-hmm. And then that's how we know how long it might take for her to make the meal, so we can plan when to get in line.
Mm-hmm. Start sharpening our knives and loading our flares.
Well, adaptation, that's what small town living is all about, and I think the people of Quinley are really putting that on display. Elliot, should we roll on into our next segment?
I think we should, Vince. We've talked a lot about the people of Quinley, Nevada. Now we want to hear what they have to say, or maybe what you guys are saying they have to say. That's a segment we call He Said, She Said.
My brother said it best when he introduced the segment, but it is what it sounds like. We're talking about the gossip. What's hot on the street? What words are falling off the lips of the average, everyday Quinley citizens? What do you have to say? Dish a little bit, Kimye and Quinn.
Well, I feel like this is right up my alley. Because being a salonista, the people that come through that chair and the things that they tell you, they're things I wouldn't tell my own mother. And I've told my mother everything that's ever happened to me. I call her every night and I tell her everything from beginning to end. So I have even more insight than that. So if you can imagine.
People who work in salons or stylists or barbers usually become somewhat of a de facto therapist for people. So I'm sure that you have a ton of different stories of what's going on in the town.
Oh, yeah. I hear it all. That's like Flora.
There was a rumor that Flora voted for Hillary, right?
Yeah, and can you imagine when we all agreed that we were either going to vote for Ozzy, which made no sense, and we were so anti-Ozzy.
Yeah, so anti-Ozzy.
Or we were going to just vote for ourselves, put our own individual names in.
But then Flora goes out on election day, and she votes for Hillary Blimpton to be the friggin' mayor of our town.
Honestly? Like, what was she thinking? Because Hillary lives in Jerry.
Yeah, that's what's so messed up.
It's so messed up.
So you don't want to have somebody looking down literally on your RV park and also be the mayor of
Not someone who knows how to use emails.
No, and she is also so tall. She is so tall. And so she would be literally looking down on our town. It's so scary when she comes to town.
Can you imagine that? Her just fucking lumbering around, sending emails to whoever she wants.
Because she owns a computer.
Well, this rumor's been a roller coaster ride of emotions. A surprise at every turn. Okay, so Flora voted for Hillary. If I'm getting this straight, I just don't want to spread misinformation. Flora voted for Hillary Blimpton, a Jerry resident, for mayor of your town of Quinley when the plan was everyone was going to vote for themselves.
Or vote for Ozzy. But obviously we're not going to vote for Ozzy.
Who no way.
You actually dislike as mayor, right?
Hate Ozzy right. As a mayor and a person.
But at least he's from here.
Right. No, we hate him, but he's one of our own. Like, so we can call him that. But if Hillary Blimpton, she put out an attack ad about Ozzy, ugh.
Oh, man, I would go to her house and I would put a very, very pointed letter on her door.
Yeah, and I wouldn't read it, but I would age it.
You would what?
I would put my age.
Oh, yeah.
So she knew how exactly old you are, which I may add, I can't even tell how old you are because you do such a great job with all your styling.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm ageless.
No, there is a statuesque layer of glitter that makes you kind of look like a living porcelain doll.
Uh-huh.
So I do understand the desired effect, I think.
Yeah, I want to look like I've been alive since the 1800s. So that's what I'm going for. And then dipped in glitter.
So Kimye, let me get this straight that you have said fervently that you dislike Ozzy, Oswald Wilson, the mayor, a lot, but not as much as you dislike Hillary.
Yeah, well, I mean, anyone from Jerry might as well be Ozzy. It's like Ozzy's the best version of what you can get from Jerry. So, I mean, it's the, you know, best of two evils, worst of two evils. Who knows? Everything's evil and you shouldn't trust it. That's the other motto I sometimes post on. If I'm feeling a little frisky, I won't do the what about circles. I'll just say everything is evil and you shouldn't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who could blame you with this 7-foot-tall, ghastly Sasquatchian email sending machine of a woman?
She is horrifying.
I think no more about her need be said, Elliot. I think we should lighten the subject and, you know, even lighten the conversational load and head on over to a segment that's a little bit more bite-sized.
That's what we call Did You Know?
So listeners, we know that you are busy people with busy lives and you don't always have time for an entire radio program. That's why we did Did You Know? It's a rapid-fire, fast-fact trivia, back-and-forth segment where we explore 5 facts about the town we're staying in. Elliot, I think, as is our custom, you have the very first fast fact.
I do, guys. Quinn, Kimye, and Vince, did you know there is no tailgating in Quinley, Nevada?
No. I mean, I knew that, but obviously not. Obviously, there's not tailgating here.
As we all know, and you listeners all know, RVs are kind of the staple vehicle for a tailgate. But when you have so many of them and congregated in one place, and Quinley also just, by the way, does not have a sports team, there would just be way too many people in one place, possibly rooting for different sports teams and stirring up too many emotions.
Well, they did try because, I mean, you got your RVs and you bring them to the stadium or something like that. But if you don't have a stadium and everyone's got RVs, then, like, some people tried for a small period of time to build tiny homes outside of the sports, like, events, if you will. They would build tiny homes to do the tailgating out of them, but it would take too long, and then, you know, the event's over by the time they're done building their tiny homes. So they kind of scrapped that idea right away, and we just don't tailgate. We just go to the game and enjoy it.
No, yeah, besides, we don't have grills. You know, we only have our slow cookers. So if you want to slow cook something for a football game, go right ahead. But that's just, you know, everyday occurrence. Unfortunately, the only football games occur in Jerry. So good luck letting you back in the town when you come back from Jerry.
Yeah, we're not going to let you back in the town is what we're trying to say. You go to Jerry and you will not be welcome.
You'll die there.
Are there any sports rivalry between Jerry and Quinley? Being that they have sports teams and you guys don't, I'm sure it's not much of a rivalry, and they probably win every time.
We consider walking a sport.
Very competitive
about that. Like, they walk, the way that they walk and the way that we walk, we just feel like we're winning.
Hold on. Let me do an impression of a Jerry person walking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there she goes. Look at that. That looks fucking ridiculous. Fucking stupid.
Oh, so dumb. And now, okay, let me do an impression of a Quinley person walking.
Wow. Elegant, graceful, pristine.
That's cool. Yeah.
Respectful. That's the main thing, is we walk with respect. We don't have our dicks hanging out.
Okay, I'm sorry. He is so insane. When we talk about Jerry, Kimye goes off the rails.
They take their dicks out of their pants and they walk around with it. I swear to God.
Where did that custom come from?
What, in Jerry?
Yeah, taking your dick out and walking around with it.
I mean, I can't say that they actually do it because I've never been, but I'm pretty sure they fucking do that shit.
No,
it does sound like something they would do.
It does, right? Well, very Jerry.
That was illuminating. I didn't know that. But did you guys know that every RV in Quinley has the same novelty horn sound?
Obviously.
Really?
Yep. It's Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Singing that Deliverance theme.
Yeah.
See, I was under the impression it was more of a Invisible Touch from Invisible Touch.
It's a mashup.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's from The Greatest Hit.
Right. No, for sure. I mean, the sound the horn makes is over 18 minutes long, so I never get to listen through the entire thing, so I just assumed it was part of the song, but that makes more sense. Yeah, it's quite a cacophony whenever there's a traffic jam.
Oh, it's the worst. But you gotta listen to the full 18 minutes someday. Like, just, you know, just put something in your slow cooker, let it sit, and then listen to the full 18 minutes of the car horn. It's an experience.
Well, I've got a little surprise for Elliot. I'm having a gentleman who only refers to himself as Grease come by later to install one of those novelty horns in our RV.
Really?
So we'll take a little piece of Quinley with us.
I mean, we rarely have the wherewithal. We're on a tight budget to make updates to our RV, so it's kind of ramshackle. So I'm really excited about this, Vince.
Yeah, Grease is a good guy. He's a convicted felon in most states.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, including this state. He has to wear a sandwich board that says that, actually, by law.
But, you know, inside of Quinley, he's family.
Oh, he is. Oh, I consider
him. And Quinn,
awesome.
You are a master of disguise with your cosmetology background, so he also looks like a porcelain doll.
Yeah.
Covered in glitter.
Couldn't recognize him.
No, they don't know what he looks like, so that's why he's been on the lam.
Kimmy, isn't it true that sometimes you will accidentally take Grease out to dinner because he looks so much like Quinn now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't mind, you know, because I like when they bond. Because like I said, I consider Grease a son. So I like for them to bond, you know, go to Dunkin', go. Sometimes they team up and they win Brangelina's meal and they share it.
I mean, son is an interesting description, as Grease is 77 years old. But
yeah, but he's so young at heart.
It's just a number. You're right. You know, who am I to say?
Well, I'm 86, so.
Mm-hmm. As am I.
It's definitely a reflection of your lifestyle and your diet, I think, above all else, that you guys look as good as you do. And with that, Kimye, do you have the next Did You Know fact for us?
Sure do. Gentlemen, did you know, inside of Quinley, we have an undiscovered gold mine.
It's undiscovered?
Nobody's seen it, not even me. But we got it, and I'm going to keep digging until I find it.
He's such a good digger.
So if you guys, let's do a hypothetical, you find the gold, would you maintain this town as an RV town? Would you build actual brick and mortar homes, what would you do
with
that gold?
What a question.
Look, I would take most of that gold and fashion weapons out of it to fling at the town of Jerry.
Yep.
Then next I would fashion a gold cage to put Ozzy in.
Yep.
Just so that he can sit in what he thinks is the opulence of being the mayor of this town.
Think about what he's done.
Think about what you've done, Ozzy. And then I would fashion a gold cage for myself, because that actually sounds nice. I think I would like that. I think I'd like to hang out in that.
Yeah, can we share it?
You can come in whenever you want, honey.
Oh, thanks, baby.
Guys. The sound of your glitter masks sort of clacking against each other, it like warms the cockles of my heart.
It also hurts your tongue. Very abrasive.
It's like a cat's tongue. It's like sandpaper.
That's about as much kissing as we can do.
Yeah. You haven't kissed in?
18 years.
Oh, wow. Right around
since
the
since last time you read,
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I always say, Vince, that this show brings people together.
Oh, it sure does, Elliot. Quinn, do you have a did you know fact for us?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so, So, you know that Flora, the one that voted for Hillary Blimpton?
Yeah.
Sure.
I know her very well. I feel like her and I are our old enemies now.
Yeah, practically right. Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that, because she is actually the editor of that Gazette you were talking about that reviews restaurants and music. And it's actually the most well-read Gazette in Nevada.
So people from other towns go out of their way to read the Quinley Gazette.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that people in England will buy it and have it shipped over to England so that they can read what's happening.
And they love all the stuff about Genesis, reading about, because we just review Selling England by the Pound every month.
And Europe, even Europe will, the band Europe will order a few copies.
Yeah, it's not for us, but we respect their patronage.
Yep.
Even though that you ship the copy, you fill up an RV with copies of the Gazette and ship it across the ocean. So by the time it gets there, it's woefully out of date, but they still enjoy it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a time machine for their brains.
Right. And we just flip on that cruise control. We send it right into the ocean. We just hope it makes it.
Yeah, no driver. They're driverless RVs on the water.
Wow, what a pastiche of cutting edge technology and classic rock music. If Quinley's taught me anything, it's that you never know exactly what to expect. Two very different things can come together to make something beautiful. And on that note, can the two of you kind of team up to bring us the final Did You Know fact?
Yeah, we'll say it at the exact same time. Uh-huh. That's always fun, isn't it?
Super fun.
Cool.
Cool.
Did you know that everyone in Quinley is driving.
Is driving all the time. Everyone in Quinley is driving their RVs all the time. Like, we have been taking a break to talk to you. Meanwhile, Grease has been at the wheel of our RVs. Both of them at the same time.
Grease, take the wheel.
That's what saying, we say. That's a saying people have here, right?
Yep.
We write that on, he writes it.
Well, I write it on anyone's home.
Uh-huh.
Just to make sure they remember. Grease has got some very long, spindly arms, so he can reach a lot of different wheels and drive them.
I did notice that. I tried to shake his hand, and it was sort of like shaking the branch of a snowman arm.
Uh-huh.
He was the inspiration for the YouTube or the internet series Salad Fingers.
Yeah. We were so excited when that took off. I was not expecting that.
That's my boy, always touching weird rusty things.
Oh, rusty spoons. Oh, I love Grease.
And so is it true that as long as the RVs are moving, even just a half mile an hour, you can avoid paying property taxes?
That's why we do it. That's why Jerry wants to say we're not a town. But I'm sorry, what else would you call a consistent landmass 7 miles wide?
Yeah, what the fuck else would you call consistent landmass 7 miles wide? Are you fucking kidding me?
You need to calm down, Kimye.
I have always said if it's good enough for Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock to vacation here, then it's good enough to be called a town. And I think on that note, as much as it pains me to say it, I think we should roll on to our final segment.
Wish You Were Here.
So, listeners, Wish You Were Here is our audio postcard from us to you, from the towns that we visit, because unfortunately you can't come with us. It goes a little something like this. dear listener, wish you were here in Quinley, Nevada.
A town that is definitely a town and also an RV park.
A town that you daren't suggest is part of Jerry, Nevada.
A town home to unofficial mayor Kimye RV and expert cosmetologist Quinn RV.
A town where the motto is always changing, the wheels are always moving, and a certain five-star chef is always on the brink of starvation.
A town where the squeaky wheel always gets the grease, and if you need him to, he'll take the wheel.
Farewell from these parts to yours.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed our time in Quinley, Nevada. And make sure you tune in next week when we're in Carthage, Arizona. It's a town where fans, air conditioners, or any other cooling elements are outlawed, as the predominantly retired octogenarian townspeople believe the Arizona heat is something that will just blow over soon. So come back, it's going to be a good one.